We need to get wine, so let's rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Who's going to get the wine?
Okay, ready?
Some buzz.
All right, but it goes rock, paper, scissors, we've and then been... shoot.
Fine. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Same thing. We both got scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it. I cover you. You go get the wine.
Okay, hold on.
What's funny about this is that she's out of her wine, and I still have
you
some.
Still have wine.
I still have some sips, but I'm going to finish it right now.
Chug it. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Chugging wine is the worst. Well, now we have the whole bottle.
Perfect. All right, let's start our podcast.
Today, we are going to talk
about... She's ruining the pour sound.
Oh, sorry. I feel like you can definitely hear it. All right,
just ignore that. We're gonna do it again. Shh. That sounded good, right?
It's our signature pour sound.
It is. Okay.
Of just knowing that we are winos. Oh, yeah. Speaking of winos.
Okay. So last episode, if you guys listened, we were talking about how we wanted to give you guys a name. Like our listeners need a name. And we decided we're going to call you winos.
Yeah.
It's Wait, perfect. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ding.
Cheers to you too.
Cheers, winos.
Okay. Yep, that's it. So, welcome our winos.
Hello, winos. We missed you.
How have you been? I hope you've been extremely well.
We're more drunk today.
Definitely.
We're not drinking Merlot again.
We're not, exactly. I mean, I would suggest drinking Merlot. I don't even know if I like it particularly.
I like Merlot. I'd rather have Cab Sauv. But
me as well.
Tonight
as
we're well. Drinking Black Muscat. It's like a young... semi-sweet wine. I just literally read it off the bottle. It's like super sweet, actually. We should have just stuck to the Cab Sauv.
Yeah, no, we liked the... Okay, so just so you know, we don't like this wine. We liked the wine that we had last episode better than this wine. We may be able to share more opinions on wine.
If you guys want to send us wine, hello. We are not opposed to having wine... sponsors.
Absolutely.
Right?
Because we're wine drinkers. And you're winos.
Yeah, winos. We totally realized after our first podcast episode that you can't comment.
Right.
So right. We ended up making an Instagram so you guys can DM us and comment. And
it's super easy to find. It's just Models and Merlot, literally right now, Models and like A-N-D Merlot.
That's it.
And that's it. And you just can comment. We post quotes that we think later we read, you know, I'm usually smoking.
Listen to.
We've listened to them and we're like, we're kind of crazy. We say some stupid shit. But everyone does. So when you're with your best of friends, you say stupid shit.
Facts.
So we would encourage to write your comments on what you'd like to hear. And we know we'll get probably some hate, but it is what it is.
Today's podcast episode, do we call it a podcast or we just call it an episode?
It's an episode.
Okay, today's episode. It's today's episode with Models and Merlot. We're doing LA Girls.
LA Girls.
Because why the hell not?
Exactly. Sorry. I feel like I saved a lot of things for this episode on my Instagram based off of Overheard LA. So we will have some references.
We love Overheard LA. If you don't know who they are, look them up on Instagram. They're hysterical. They've Overheard LA, Overheard New York, Overheard... I can't speak. Overheard everything.
Overheard Uber, which is absolutely hilarious, actually.
That one's really funny.
It's really funny because you would think, like... Well, actually, as an Uber driver... I'm not an Uber driver.
I was going to say, like, you were an Uber driver?
No, I would be the worst Uber driver ever because I'm the worst driver.
She's the
ever.
Worst driver.
But...
You would probably You'd probably call Uber and be like, I think I was about to die in that Uber ride. Please tell
and
her.
And then they'd be like, weren't you the driver? And I'd be like, yes. But for real...
Did you just say you would call yourself in?
told myself it. Be like, we're an Uber driver. And I felt like I was at the end of my life.
Oh my god. All right, so back to LA girls. Sorry guys, we definitely started with a lot more wine this morning. It's nighttime, guys. It's like 11 p.m.
But for real, we learned from it's okay. Better to drink
before
a full glass before attending.
Attending. Okay, so podcast. I'm gonna start this off because we just are retarded.
Good call.
I hope no one's offended by that. Don't be.
You can't be offended and listen to the podcast.
The podcast.
To our particular podcast. If you're offended, you should. If you're offended by random shit, you should just log off.
Okay, so I'm gonna start on that note. with LA Girls, it's actually really funny.
What? LA Girls is. Episode LA Girls. Okay, go.
Okay. My thing with LA girls is they talk like they know real life.
Okay, so.
Which is really annoying.
It's true.
They act like life is so hard.
They act like their biggest problem is finding the right guy to pay.
That is their biggest problem.
For their biggest expense.
They're like, I really want to go to dinner tonight. Who do I call? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right. It's like, I've hit up everyone and they're busy. And then you're just like. Well, then just, you know, make plans with your friends. And it's like, do you have them?
Do you know what friends are? LA girls have a lot of fake friends. They have their going out friends.
And then those friends.
The brunch friends.
Those friends are like.
Workout friends.
I do, but I don't have any money.
Yeah, and no girls, yeah. So, they talk about real life, like, it's Monday. And I'm like, okay, what do you do for work?
What does Monday mean for you?
I'm an Instagram model. I do this. I just work out. Like, you don't do anything. So, Monday's nothing. Monday is your Friday.
When I see Instagram people, LA girls in general, like, complain about a Monday, it does confuse me. Because I'm wondering, what does this Monday entail? I mean, are you hitting up Roger, who's 65? What are you really doing?
Ugh, I had to wake up at 10 a.m. and go to my yoga class. Like, what?
Oh, no, someone's forcing you to take yoga.
Yeah.
Someone's, like, holding a gun to your head.
Or their biggest...
You have to take this yoga class. You have to do it.
Their biggest stress in their life is, like... Oh my god, I need to go shopping for a bikini because I already shot this one so many times. And I'm like, that is literally
Or they're like, I need to go shopping for this bikini because Timothy's taking me to Bali. And then you're like, wait, who's Timothy? And you're like, oh yeah, no, sorry. Like, so Jesse took me last time to Mexico, but I already wore this bikini too much in photos. So I need to find new photos and new bathing suits for Bali. Or for anywhere where there's sun.
I don't know. Why don't we take that into, they expect men to pay for everything.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
And I feel like, okay, maybe we should specify we're not talking about just everyone in Los Angeles. We're talking about the girls that come here, move here from other places.
No. Okay.
Yes. So most of them are girls that move here from other places to make it to be something when they don't have a talent. And then they expect men to take care of them.
Wait, I have a really good reference for this. Okay, so there's a friend of mine who I've, like, worked with many times, and he's a great photographer. And I'm, like, just trying... We talk real talk, really trying to figure out why certain models get what they get and other models don't get what they get. And mostly it's like we actually talked about excuse you.
Disgusting.
Cheers for that nasty burn.
That was like deep in my soul.
Real classy.
It was like I'm coming from the depths.
It was basically just being like, this is what I think of everyone. Cheers, everyone take a drink.
Episode where we make everybody
we should just do it all the time. We should see how many people we can get to burp.
Okay, keep going what you're okay, saying.
So I had this friend because honestly there was this girl who I was interested. Okay, I feel like this is how it goes. So you wonder how the fuck do people get what they get and you don't get what you get when you feel like your talent is equate to that person. So So the person I'm talking about, if you could go to KJ, okay, Instagram, KJSMED.
That's a B.
Okay, sorry. Start over. I'm a little buzzed. Start over. Rewind. Exit, exit, exit. Okay. It's KJSME as in Elizabeth BY. And you click on it, right? And then, like, I'm not going to lie. So you go down, and then the first cover thing I see is, like, this fitness cover. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to comment on it, but...
But she's not fitness.
She's clearly not fit. Or doesn't. Like, do you lift a weight? Do you lift fake weights?
Do you,
like,
know what what's a weight happening? Is?
Do you know what a weight is? Okay. Have you been to a gym? Do you have a gym membership? But wait,
keep going.
Either way, I sent this to my friend who's a good photographer. And he went immediately on it and he said, oh, yeah, that's an escort. He said, you know, she has a lot of...
He's, I knew it.
I did too. He said she has a lot of clients who pay for her big shoots, who pays for her covers, who pays for her editorials. I knew editorials. She didn't make
real money.
Of course
I'm
not.
I'm going to tell my girlfriend that.
But it's very confusing because you, as a real agency model, you go on there and you're comparing yourself to this person and you're wondering, why don't I get these opportunities? Why don't I get this? Why don't I get that?
Because you don't suck a dick.
And it's because, exactly. You don't suck the right dick. You're sucking your man's dick. He doesn't pay for your time.
He's not paying for you to be on this so billboard.
So it's like, well, what's happening here? That's what it made me realize.
You suck your man's dick, and then he's like, well, after that, I'm sorry, I still can't put your shit on a billboard. Yeah. But you sucked a mean cock.
But I had a great night. I love you, baby. I'm happy. It's like...
Good night.
Exactly. So, I mean, and also I met someone who was like, well, actually, this person in particular didn't even want to say that he knew this girl. He was like, oh... yeah, I've heard of her, but I could tell by his response that he was, he knew her a little bit more than he wanted to say he knew her. And with a little bit of prying, he admitted that she was an escort. So.
There's a lot of escorts.
It's a lot of fucking escorts in LA. That's LA.
And that explains why none of them work.
Exactly.
A lot of LA girls don't actually work. You want to know why there's LA traffic? It takes away. Because no one fucking works.
Wait, no. Why not his LA traffic? Because they're all going to Kelsey to her house.
That's the girl, clearly.
That's her. I was just joking. They're not all
you
going there.
You can just look her up. Like, waste that on K, whatever.
It's insane. I just felt like it was...
Oh, was that her page you were just
That
doing?
Was her page.
I thought that was the photographer's page.
No, that was her page.
Oh, we just called her out, though.
You know, we totally called her out. I'm sorry, it's happening. This is what happens on Models and Merlot.
Facts.
It's
I really like this
important.
Marker. It's like a part...
You know when you go to a restaurant? I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm from the East Coast and I'm like... really shallow, but when you go to a restaurant no, not shallow, but like when you go to a restaurant and then they give you your bill and they have a really nice pen,
do you take it?
Oh yeah, I love pens. I love pens.
I'm a pen whore.
Comment on the last Instagram post if you're a pen whore, because I love nice pens.
Hashtag pen whore.
Hashtag pen whore.
I like markers. I like when they're more of like a marker. Your hair, she does hair flips, and it's like she looked like fucking a Yeti, but like a fashionable Yeti.
I know,
like a Chewbacca. I was maybe like, like Chewbacca. Fill up. If you pour that on your phone, on my phone, that's my phone, not even your phone.
I'm gonna do it very carefully. It sounds like pee.
It sounds like you're peeing. Okay. Sorry, guys. We're really drunk on this episode.
Yeah. We had a kind of a filled night with emotion. Emotionally filled night. But it was good.
Oh, my God. What's that song? Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Should we play a song?
What's that?
Let's take a moment. Let's take a fucking ass moment. Wait!
Oh, it's Rhythm of the Night. That's
wait, move.
I was like, it's the emotion of the night. On the song. Okay, back to our topic. I think that it's annoying that every girl in LA has the same face. They have the same face. Are you playing Rhythm of the Night? That's not the song. No. That's a country song.
It's not. Wait. Oh, Corona sings it. Corona.
I'm crying. Wait, can you just understand that every girl in LA has the same fucking face? They all have the same makeup and they look the same. Like, I don't understand how guys... Honestly, right now is the time that guys could get away with cheating and being like, I thought it was you because it's the same people.
Exactly.
I'm so crying right now.
I'm so crying right now.
Rhythm of the night.
Dance break.
What's that?
Just a minute. I really need to hear this song. On it. If you haven't gone to the gay club or the karaoke, Abbey. If you haven't gone to the Abbey, you're missing out.
You've never been to the Abbey. Shut up.
Okay.
All right, dance break is over.
Go to the Abbey. And like, also, well,
we shouldn't be shrinking this much before we do it.
No, we have to every time. You should also watch... American Crime, The Versace Murder. You should watch it. It's fucking awesome. Want to know what you should do? You should download the soundtrack from that episode, and you should listen to it all the time.
We're not being sponsored for this. I don't know why she's telling
me. We're not being sponsored for this, but it's fucking awesome. I love the soundtrack because I love 80s dance music. All right,
can you just focus? Hey, can you focus?
We're talking about We have a lot of shit to say. Okay.
Every girl has the same face. Because everybody's trying to look like the Kardashians, which I don't understand why, because you're not going to be able to look at them unless you do a lot of plastic surgery like they did, because they don't even look like themselves.
You need to Google Barbie, and then you need to take that picture to the most closest, cheapest place you can find and say, make me look like this, because I think that's what they did. I don't know. But I think it's what they did.
They don't look like Barbie at all.
They look like Barbie who shit their pants.
What the fuck? How much? Did you have more? Did you have a whole bottle without me?
No.
You just want to say yes. Did you smoke before we hung out?
No.
Did you drink before we hung out?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
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 Okay, can we still... Like, they didn't look like Barbie at all. They don't look like Barbie.
They look like Barbie. Shit their pants.
What the fuck?
Shit their pants. They look awful. Point is, don't try to aspire to be like them, because you know what? This is going to fade out. And then you're going to be stuck looking like Barbie who shit their pants.
What the fuck?
You can't tell. You can't even lie. Their butt looks like...
Oh, their butt. I'm looking at their body. In my head, I'm looking at their face.
Okay, let's
their plastic surgeon is a really good surgeon. He's a really good
Their plastic surgeon is so good, I've heard that he... Okay, wait. So I heard that the Kardashians... The way they get their body... So don't be fooled, ladies.
Don't be fooled. This is true.
Targeted liposuction. So basically, you gain weight in your entire body. And then you lose weight in your waist area... liposuction your waist, your legs, your arms. So basically, you still have huge tits, still have a huge booty, but everything else is liposuctioned. And it's like, what's it gonna look like when you're 70? Like,
they don't care. They have a lot of money. They can do more plastic surgery.
I'm afraid for them.
Me too. But
I'm afraid for their outcome.
But it's sad that all these girls are looking up to them. All these girls are looking up to them and like. It's not okay to the younger girls. Let me talk! Because this is not realistic. Because if you look at before and after, I remember when Kim used to work for Paris Hilton, who I fucking love. I've seen her DJ. She's fucking hysterical. Mm. But she was on drugs the whole time. It was great.
It's great.
I was like, this is awesome. Paris Hilton. Just, okay.
Well, that'll be another episode.
But, no, all these girls keep looking up to them. I'm like, they're doing their makeup like them. And I'm like, if you look at their before and after photos, like, honestly, their plastic surgeon's life. They're beautiful. They look amazing. their faces. I don't care about their... I'm not a big fan of the bodies, but...
I agree.
It's sad that all these girls, if you walk around everywhere, anywhere in LA, everybody does their makeup the same. Everyone's trying to look like them. And that's why we talked about this last episode. Men are not interested because it's like, you guys are different.
But also, the more... The bigger issue is... these artists who are making these fucking women look like goddesses are not being
glorified like they should be.
Like anyone who anyone who turned Kylie into a Hispanic should be fucking glorified. I feel like it's important. I mean,
that has to be the quote on our next Instagram post.
Yeah, I mean, it's
whoever turned Kylie into a Hispanic
should
goddess
be glorified. I mean, it's important. J Lo should welcome her into her community on her next.
No, J Lo's gonna be like, "Mommy, get out of here."
Yeah, exactly.
You are not even part of the block.
Absolutely, you are not fucking Kylie from the block. Okay, you're Kylie from Beverly Hills down the street,
Calabasas.
Exactly.
Oh my god. My
you cannot hurts. Hang with J-Lo from the block.
We have two more things to touch on.
We do.
Can you read my handwriting?
I can always read your handwriting.
What does that say? Questionable.
Okay. So my friend has very questionable.
What does that say?
Basically, if she works for the military, nobody would ever understand what she was talking about. They'd be like, guys, we have to go into this. And they'd be like, what's that? I'd be like, we have to, she said, we have to go into this. They'd be like, what's that? I'd be like, you know, get your shit together and be ready for the. That's what it would be.
No, finish my friend.
Oh, yeah, I get it. We have to, okay, call Timmy. We have to get ready for the. All right, got it. Got it. Let's go. That's what it would be.
But wait, do you not know what that word says?
Wait.
Does that look like shroom 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 to you?
Oh, no, that's totally what it says.
I'll read it.
Exactly. Just to be clear, that's
what it says. Entitled.
It says shroom shroom.
LA girls think they're entitled. They think they're entitled.
Also, wait, no, one thing I have to say, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, like, today. LA girls, like, have, like, made-up jobs, too. Like, so what happened was, I was in the car one time, and I was, like, thinking about how I was gonna make up this playlist for this particular event, and then I was thinking about how, like, LA girls would totally be like, oh, that's my job, like, I make up, like, mooted playlists that create a mood for particular events, and we use crystals, and depending on the vibration of the sound and the song choice and how it goes through the vibration of the crystal, it's gonna create a calming mood for the event and the guests. And then you're just like, what the fuck? Do you make six figures? Like, cause I'm broke. Like, I'm just like, what's happening?
They make shit up all the
time. It's totally true. I feel like I should start making up things.
Heard recently coffee connoisseur, and I'm pretty sure that was someone saying that just based on how they just go to coffee in the morning.
Okay, made up job is a playlist job. So like if you're listening, go ahead, capitalize on that, you stupid LA whore.
Damn, that was very aggressive. You stupid LA whore.
Like, I make playlists to create a mood at a wedding to convince the husband to stick with it. So yeah. Entitled girls.
Seriously, everybody thinks they're entitled. And they think, like, I'm like, bitch, they worry about, like, oh, I only made... Okay, sorry, I keep jumping. Let's talk about how I know somebody, I know a bunch of girls, actually, since living in LA, that they will complain about stuff. They'll be like, oh... I'm poor, I need money. And they're like, oh, I just text so-and-so and he's gonna deposit $2,000 in my account. I'm like, why? They're like, just because I asked him. I'm like, that's literally degrading.
It's not pathetic. A job.
It's pathetic. And I'm like, you are not gonna be hot enough long enough to like even like continue this. Like, yeah. What is your job going to be? Because I don't understand. I just
you need to find a talent because you're screwing up and you're wasting a lot of time.
You're literally gonna have to leave LA. If you really like LA, you're gonna have to leave.
No, exactly. You're totally right about that. Right. And also, a lot, like, this is the thing. So, like, basically, LA Living is for women between the ages of 18 and 30. Because after that, if you're not gonna really make something of yourself, you're a fucking retard. Because you just sit there, you wait for men to pay for you, you wait for Instagram followers to
Oh my God, it's disgusting.
Fucking stupid ass shit for you. But when it comes down to it, you know, you're 30, you're sitting there, you're like, whoa, what's my talent? What do I have to offer to this world?
At that point, if you don't know what you're doing, Oh, right.
The guy who's been paying my bills for the last 10 years.
As a younger girl.
As a younger girlfriend. Right. So I got to figure something out. So.
And then by then, they have to move back to Ohio. No offense from Ohio. I just thought of that country, that state. I don't know why.
All right. We are going to. What's happening? We are going to just go over. If you don't follow Overheard LA.
Oh, we talked about them earlier.
Okay, follow them. There's some funny ass shit on here. random quote they just posted today.
Wait, this was in the arts district of downtown LA. If you know
exactly. We go from sucking their dicks to muting their stories. What a life.
That's LA girls.
It's LA girls. It's a common story. I just got a $7 smoothie. Where you think that's cheap or expensive says a lot about you.
I hate people. Let's find another, like, sugar baby one. No, that one's just less.
All of those ones.
Oh, those are just us? What? Oh, here's an LA girl.
Wait, ready?
I'm going to be the girl, and she's going to be the nurse.
Okay, all right. So she's the girl.
I'm going to take a boomerang of you drawing my blood so my boss knows I'm here and actually am sick, okay?
We can just write you a doctor's note.
Believe me, Helen, a boomerang is more than enough. I had to do that.
It's perfect.
Here's another one. Want to hang out tomorrow?
I can't. I have to go to my friend's cat's quinceanera.
Quinceanera?
It's probably legit.
Oh, are you still with that sugar daddy?
No, he ended things a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so you're an orphan now?
That's a fucking legit comment. Like, oh, real life. God,
that's literally life right now. That's an LA thing.
What's this one?
Oh, here's another one. This one was said. I don't really know what this one's talking about.
Sorry, I don't know, but it's funny. I thought it was funny.
Oh, this was in Burbank at Chop Stop. It says, how do you not have a hangover right now?
I took a multivitamin and ate about 15 minutes of drunk yoga before our bed.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
This is so late. This is fucking the best.
Okay.
Wait, this
last
is
one.
Important. This is what we're going to end on, and then we're going to just kind Wait, of we have to say whatever.
This statement? Totally. We're not even going to talk on this topic.
No, not this. Yet. But this is the last quote. Okay, so she's going to play the trainer, and I'm going to play the girl.
The girl is crying on the floor with her trainer, mind you. We can go to the lockers or the patio or something if you feel more comfortable.
No, I don't even care. Nobody is real in LA. They can all experience someone being real for once in their lives.
It's literally in LA. That's an LA life.
That was legit overheard.
Okay, so we're going to end this episode on one definition that needs to stop, and it doesn't even make sense, and it's stupid, and it's... I just don't know what else to say about it.
Exactly.
It's called slim thick.
Oh, yeah.
Slim thick is not a fucking thing.
No.
It's never going to be a thing.
No.
And it's not like Gretchen Wieners. Like, I'm so about fetch. This is not happening and never fucking will. Slim thick is not a thing. No. Being slim is the opposite of being thick.
You cannot put it in the same thing.
It's not even an oxymoron. It's just stupid.
It's like being like, I'm smart, dumb. Like, it sounds just as stupid, right? If you say it that way, it just sounds stupid. I mean, just own it if you're thick. Just own it. Own it. Don't try to make it slim. It's not. The people who are slim really work hard for this shit. So stop being stupid. Like, it's annoying. It sounds retarded. Honestly. No one wants to hear that. There's no casting for slim thick.
Okay, winos. Thanks for listening to us being drunk tonight.
We are legitimately drunk tonight.
Yeah, let us know.
It was legit. Yeah, legitimately drunk.
Go to our Instagram. It's Models and Merlot. And comment, DM us. Let us know what you think. Sorry, I keep hiccuping. Let us know what you think. Let us know. I know you're going to talk shit. Give us any insight. What topics do you want to hear next? I don't fucking know. What else do we have to say?
Yeah, no, it was great listening to you. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what you think. If you think that we're way off, then we don't give a shit.
Cheers, Winos.
Cheers.